Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Welcome to the Refresh Radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM. Today's Modern Worship, and we pray that you already have your plans in place to worship with other believers this weekend, to use all that you have, your mind, soul, body, your strength. Use everything that God created inside of you. Use that to worship and praise His holy name. I think that if we do that, we will see that God will establish His throne right there in the midst of where we have gathered in His name, and we will see great things take place for the glory of God. So recently we had a lady in our church who we had been praying for, a family member, and she testified here several weeks ago now that that person was remarkably healed. They had gone from not knowing if they were going to live. If they were going to live, they were going to need a transplant, to now they were going to live and they don't even need a transplant. And so we thank God for His touch in her body, and we give Him all the glory. So today we're going to go back to Acts chapter 11 again. We are working through this. I have some, well, I'll share that point a little bit later, but Acts chapter 11 is a pretty good process. The book of Acts as a whole is a pretty good process of how do you deal with conflict. You know, as long as there are people, there are going to be differences of opinions. Everybody has an opinion, and in 2022, people are less inhibited than ever about sharing their opinion, no matter how off the wall it may be. And in fact, the more off the wall your opinion is, the more acceptable you are. If your opinion aligns with the Word of God, our society wants to pretty much marginalize you unless a crisis happens, and then they're going to need somebody to explain what's going on here. So we need to know how to resolve conflict, and that needs to be done in a godly manner. There's a lot of people that are dealing with conflict in an ungodly manner. We need to stand out for dealing with conflict in a way that is going to glorify God. Let's look at verse number 12 today. We're in Acts chapter 11, verse number 12. We're going to read on down through verse number 18. It says, then the Spirit told me to go with them, doubting nothing. Moreover, these six brethren accompanied me, and we entered the man's house. And he told us how he had seen an angel standing in his house, who said to them, send men to Joppa and call for Simon, whose surname is Peter, who will tell you words by which you and all your household will be saved. And as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them as upon us at the beginning. Then I remembered the word of the Lord, how he said, John indeed baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit. If therefore God gave them the same gift as he gave us when we believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could withstand God? When they heard these things, they became silent, and they glorified God, saying, then God has also granted to the Gentiles repentance to life. So yesterday's broadcast ended with us talking about that the goal is for us to be saved, and the goal beyond that is for our household to be saved. And I want you to take that even one step further, and that is that Jesus is the Lamb that takes away the sins of the world, and he wants other people's household saved as well. And so I think that it's very healthy for us to get beyond the us for and no more mindset and say, God, you've done a great work in my family. but here's a family over here. They need you to do a great work in their life as well. And so if you know people who are not believers, pray that God will do for them what he did for Cornelius. Cornelius was doing a pretty good job, but he didn't have all of the revelation that he needed. He didn't necessarily know about Jesus the way he did. He didn't know anything about the Holy Spirit. And by Acts chapter 10, his house is revolutionized and the church is transformed because Jesus has been preached, Jesus has been believed, Jesus has been received, and Jesus is on the move through the ministry of the Holy Spirit. So here, Peter moves beyond the what Cornelius was expecting, and he said, and as I began to speak, so when Peter preached in Acts chapter 10, he thought he was going to go on a lot further than that. He thought he had more to say, and he said, but as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them as upon us at the beginning. You know, I'm pretty transparent when I preach. Maybe I should put that as guardedly transparent, because there are some people that I've encountered through the years that whenever they find out anything about you, they want to use that as a weapon instead of, understanding, that you're being authentic, genuine, and real with them. And so I'm guardedly transparent. But the first time that I remember ever having an encounter with someone who was believing for God to move by his Spirit in my life was at an altar when I was a young teenager, and they were praying for me. They were looking for me to have a Cornelius type experience, and I didn't have a clue as to what was going on. But I never forgot. And so the wife is still alive. She was actually part of the youth group at one point in time and ended up being married to her husband, became the youth pastor after he got out of college. And I've never forgotten that they were believing with me for God to do more in my life before I even knew God could do more in my life. And then there came a time when I had an encounter with the Holy Spirit of God like Cornelius had, where it was absolutely glorious. I had gone up to the altar to pray for one particular thing. I was actually praying for healing for my body. I was believing for God to do something in my physical body, and he blessed me with something even greater. He blessed me with a transformation in my spirit. And the only thing that I can tell you is that it was the Holy Spirit that fell upon me in a way that impacted me. I could take you to the spot. I could tell you that it wasn't anything that man did. There wasn't anybody who pushed me down, or there wasn't anybody who manipulated my ability to speak or anything like that. It was simply God visited me, and man, just like Peter, testified, and I can still tell you what that person said. The Spirit of God is all over this young man. And I remember it. And you know what? It never gets old. It never gets old. I want to tell you that the presence of God can never be substituted by a program or by technology or by a person. The presence of God is a distinct blessing in our lives. And I think that we need to realize that when Jesus said, I will never leave you, I will never forsake you, that is not just during the times when we are going through a trial ourselves, but when we are stepping out in faith to minister the way that God wants us to minister to the people God wants us to minister to, that just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego found God to be a very present help in time of trouble, that we will also find that he's there to minister to us, with us, when we're stepping out in faith. And so Peter said, I'm preaching. All of a sudden, the Holy Spirit, you know, steps up and says, hold on just a second, Peter. I've got something that I need to do right now. And listen, God can accomplish more in a few minutes than you and I can accomplish in a lifetime. I think with the condition of our world, the lateness of the hour in God's timetable, I believe that we need to be making more room for the Holy Spirit to move instead of less room. I think we need to be doing a lot more listening and a lot more acting and a lot more serving. And I think that when we serve, we need to do that in the power of the Holy Spirit, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Peter said, I'm sitting there and I'm watching that what happened to us in Acts chapter 2 is happening to them in Acts chapter 10. And he says, then I remembered the word of the Lord. Then I remembered the word of the Lord. One of the verses that I speak over people is, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Another verse says self-control. I think you've got to have a sound mind in order to have self-control. And so there are people that I know that are battling dementia or Alzheimer's. And I am still praying that God will give them power, love, and a sound mind. And through the years, we've heard some amazing testimonies of families, and they had lucid conversations with people who hadn't had lucid conversations in a long, long time. And those are precious. Peter said, then I remembered the word of the Lord. So I have, you know, this joking little thing that I say. It's probably not the healthiest thing, but it helps me to laugh off, you know, whenever I don't remember something. The old gray matter ain't what it used to be. I know it's a negative thing. I shouldn't say it. But I want you to know that the things that we remember are dependent upon the Holy Spirit. Jesus said that the Holy Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, would bring to our remembrance all of the things that he had taught us. I think that it is more than just gray matter that we need the Spirit of God to come and say, God, you created this master computer style device that functions as our brain, that has more computing power than anything that man has come up with, and we just use a little bit of it. God, help us to remember. Help us to remember. So occasionally you will hear me refer to a guy by the name of Ed Silvoso. Ed Silvoso came to Brevard County back in the late 90s, I believe it was. And one of the nights that he was down there, he told a story about a man who had come to him and he said, could I talk to you and could I share with you my story? And he said, so he made an appointment. He came and he began to share his story. And he said it was a tragic story. And the more that he told that story, the more he wept and tears were coming down. And he continued on, and I've got tears coming down. He said it was just a heartbreaking story. And finally, the man stopped telling his story, and Ed Silvoso said that he said, "Brother, that is one of the saddest stories that I have ever heard in my life." He said, "How long ago was that?" And the guy was still wiping his tears, and he said, 42 years ago. 42 years ago. I want you to know I remember very little about what was taking place 49 years ago. I want to ask you, going into this Friday, what is it you remember? Do you remember the victories that you had? Do you remember the defeats that you have? I know as a young person, I can remember my failures better than I can remember my successes. That seems backwards to me. Out of all the conversations, I mean, there's a few people that I remember praying for that they would be saved when I was in school, and it seemed like there were people who were doing some things that didn't line up with life as a believer, and now they're believers. I'm thankful for that. I remember some conversations. I remember a... about a two square that we were playing. There were three friends, and they'd play very timidly when it was just the two of them. And then when I was in there, it was like, I mean, professional two square going on. It was just brutal. I don't know why I remember that, but I do. A lot of people remember their loss. A lot of people remember the hurtful words that people said. A person that I know remembers a single solitary act that they remember more vividly than anything positive. And you know, please understand, there are some single solitary acts that are horrifically damaging and traumatizing. I understand. I just want to ask you, what do you remember? What do you focus on? Because Peter said, "I remembered the word of the Lord." I remembered the word of the Lord. Could we just take a moment right now? Because I know that there are people who are out there who are not walking with Jesus that were once walking with Jesus. And something traumatic happened. I don't know what it was. I don't know what discouraged you. I don't know what derailed you. But you aren't in church anymore. And I want to pray for those people that God would cause them to remember the word of the Lord. Listen, if it wasn't said by Jesus that the Holy Spirit would bring back things to your remembrance, then we might not have any scriptural basis to pray this prayer on, and that would be okay. But we do have a solid biblical foundation that says, pray for people who are not where they should be in their walk with Jesus, that they will remember the word of the Lord. One of the things that it says about Samuel is that he didn't let a word of God fall to the ground. He paid attention to it. So here not too long ago, we had a prophetic word, a message in tongues and an interpretation. We had one of those in one of our services, and there were, I found out about this later. There are people who, when those come forth, they start writing them down because they have found this, that they remember things that are written down better than what their memories can do. So, I had a person that was helping me to get rid of some of the clutter that I accumulated over the past 30 years. It happens. Five radio programs a week, anywhere from 2 to 4 other messages a week, sometimes more than that. And you can imagine that all of those notes pile up. And so here not too long ago, my office manager brought something in for me to sign, and I had to look for a level spot because my desk was just covered up. And so I said, I'm going to digitize all of these things, and I'm going to get rid of all of this clutter. And so I have a person that's been scanning my notes, and then I would go in and name them, and so I can get it into an electronic form and out of, you know, boxes upon boxes upon boxes. And so as I was going through some of those folders to check the name, I was like, I remember preaching this. I remember how the congregation responded to that particular message. There are some messages that I don't have to see a visual prompting from a piece of paper because there has been something that has been imprinted on my heart that I could preach those messages right now with probably as great an unction as I did the very first time that I preached it. What do you remember? You see, we need to have Jesus to be not just Lord over our spirits, but we need him to be Lord over our minds, over our will, over our emotions. He needs to be the Lord of our souls. He needs to be Lord over my physical body. I mean, when we pray for healing, we say, God, this is everything we have belongs to you. This body belongs to you. And so this body is part of the kingdom of God. And so, God, I ask that you would heal this body right now in Jesus' name. Remember the word of the Lord. Let's go to the Lord in prayer, can we? Heavenly Father, I just pray right now that God the Holy Spirit would fulfill the function that Jesus specifically mentioned, that he would bring back to our remembrance the things that Jesus has said. And so, Lord, I want to thank you for every sermon. I want to thank you for every Sunday school lesson. I want to thank you for every children's church lesson. God, I know that literally thousands of people have come through the doors of Merit Assembly of God, and they've heard the word of God preached. And so, God, I pray that you would bring those words back to their remembrance. God, I pray that you would be Lord over the sequencing of things that we remember. God, that we would prioritize the word of God over the declarations that other people have made over us. God, I pray that you would help us to remember the word of the Lord more than the word of man. I pray, God, that you would help us to remember the word of the Lord more than the words of philosophers. God, I pray that you would help us to remember the word of the Lord more than our hurts, more than our pains, and more than our tragedies. God, we're not denying that they happened. They happened. But God, we want to remember that you are the God of all comfort, and you triumph over every one of those hurts, pains, and wounds. God, I pray especially for those who are not walking with you the way that they should. And God, I pray that thing that seemed so big, that it would suddenly now seem so small in comparison to the greatness of God. And God, I pray that you would help them to remember that you said, if anyone calls on the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. If we confess our sins, that you are faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God, the prodigal son, it said that after his days of riotous living were over and he was longing to eat what the pigs were eating, it says he came to his right mind. God, I pray that you would do a mental refresh on people in Brevard County, a mental reset, God, where we come to our right mind according to the word of the Lord. God, when we don't know what is going on, when we're uncertain as to how we're supposed to respond in a particular situation, God, would you allow us to remember the word of the Lord? God, you said that if we stand before kings and those in authority, that we don't have to worry because the Holy Spirit will give us the words to say. Lord, I pray that the word from the throne would be a faithful word, a trustworthy word, and a word that we remember. God, today we remember that you are Lord, that your word is true, and you cannot lie. And so, God, today we want to thank you that we can remember what you said. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for helping us in our memory issues. I pray that you have a great weekend. We would love to have you come and be a part of what God is doing. We'll be in church Sunday morning, 10:30. We'd love to have you come and visit Merit Assembly of God. See if we're what your future church home looks like. See you Monday here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merit Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
I'm giving you my heart and all that is within. Lay it all down for the sake of you, my King. I'm giving you my dream. I'm laying down my rights. I'm giving up my pride for the promise of you. sir.